Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa Senate Minority Leader Janice Weiner is urging lawmakers to work towards an open, transparent, and accountable state government. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu has more on the first day of the 2025 legislative session Monday.
In a speech on the Senate floor, the Democratic leader pushed for more affordable housing, expanded access to childcare, and greater benefits for workers, such as improved unemployment benefits and resources for transitioning careers. Weiner criticized Governor Kim Reynolds for signing a law last year which shifted funding from area education agencies to local school districts.
Providing opportunity for all Iowans means adequately funding our public schools, which educate over 90% of our children, and making our smaller and rural communities whole so all Iowa kids and education professionals can benefit from the services our area education agencies provide.
Weiner also urged lawmakers to address Iowa's rising cancer rates and water quality and pushed for transparent spending of opioid settlement funds. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
The Moline Parks and Recreation Department is working to identify and replace dozens of memorial plaques that were stolen from Ben Butterworth Parkway. A suspect turned himself in last week who allegedly sold the brass plates for scrap metal. According to a news release, the city is still trying to figure out which plaques are missing because paperwork for their installation 20 to 40 years ago is no longer available. The Parks Department is asking residents who discover that their plaque is gone to wait to contact city staff until the inventory is complete. Replacing all of the plaques is expected to take 3 to 4 months. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is awarding the city of Dubuque $5.2 million to help it continue removing lead paint from homes. City Grants Project Manager Nicole Little says income-qualified residents can apply for up to $30,000 to clean up the toxic metal. Little says healthcare providers from the Visiting Nurses Association also join lead inspectors when visiting homes for the program.
And then they also offer the blood test level testing on site because they have a machine now. And so they're able to test the children for any blood levels to see if they're elevated or anything along those lines to help make sure that we're able to help those who need it the most.
Little says blood testing residents for lead helps the city determine which homes should be addressed first. She says over 80% of the city's housing stock was built before lead paint was banned in 1978. Iowa's corn crop in 2024 reached the highest yield per bushel ever recorded in state history, and it was the second largest corn crop ever produced in the state. That's according to an annual USDA report with state and national summaries. Iowa's soybean crop also ranked as the second largest in state history. In Illinois, corn production last year was up 6% from 2023, and soybeans in the land of Lincoln also increased 4%. Prosecutors in former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's federal racketeering conspiracy trial confronted him with a previously unheard wiretap on Monday. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has more.
Prosecutors played a secret FBI recording of Madigan and co-defendant Michael McClain musing at how much ComEd was paying a stable of consultants.
Well, if you remember...
Some of these guys have made out like bandits, Mike.
Oh, my God. For very little work, too.
The feds say the pair secured no-work ComEd gigs for several of Madigan's political friends. The government persuaded the judge to air the tape after Madigan testified last week he'd been angered to learn an ally had a no-show ComEd job. After playing the tape, prosecutor Amr Bachu asked, "That's you laughing, isn't it, sir?" Madigan said, "Yes." Reporting from the Dirksen Federal Courthouse, Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
And I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.